This is Twana Revere, 3rd of July, 2008. I'm here in Arizona, Sedona, with...
Clay Miller, I think.
Clay Miller.
I checked.
And Clay Miller was actually the shaman.
So I
yeah.
call myself that.
No. Well, that's what they call you. In the happiness.
Just Clay.
It's just Clay. And me and my friend Suzanne, we just spend half a day with you. In the wilderness, you could say, or in the beauty of nature. So that was quite an experience for us both. And just to ask you, what is it that you do?
I become space for you, so whatever's inside of you can move. I hold the space, and I help you connect. Sometimes just from the spot, sometimes a word, sometimes just a suggestion. Different people, it's stronger. But what I'm doing is bringing in into the circle of who that person is, things that they've pushed away that then pile up like a wall and prevent them from connecting. So basically what I do is clear the way. Help put it away.
Yeah, well, so you help clear the way so that the wall more or less disappears and...
Your truth is there, then.
And when you say your truth, I understand, but what do you mean by that?
It's a feeling.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're knowing. You're when you stand there and... It's just the certainty of presence. It's not about... words, right, that I could put into your hand. So that's why it isn't me bringing any truth to the person. It's clearing the way to their truth that's already there.
Beautiful, yeah. And you use the surroundings and the environment.
Yeah. Rocks, everything, you know, garbage sometimes, you know, whatever's talks to us, whatever can trigger into that person. Depends on the more available the person, the more willing they are to play and let the magic touch them, then the easier it happens. Sometimes, even we had Susanna with this, but actually what was a stubbornness wasn't really all that stubborn. And was ready.
Yes.
Yeah, but sometimes it's very stubborn.
Yes.
Sometimes it's... all I could do is sort of suggest the direction for a person and kind of nudge them a little bit, but it's not about force. Because if I force, then whatever's inside will push back. And in a sense, I'm always negotiating with that part inside of a person. So we always want to feel good.
Yes.
So what doesn't feel good, we try to move away from. It's usually a movement, which is also a tension. So tension is like a hardness. And you want to soften to everything that is inside of you without judgment. So that that energy then isn't, in a sense, pushed out of the circle, but comes in and changes, and that energy joins you. But you always to remember that you are that circle. That open space. And that in a sense, when you stand in the center, that's when you're in your truth.
So then that's what was once a wall becomes...
Right. Becomes a gift.
Yeah. Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful experience. Thank you.
Arizona.